God, Cupid's unkind, since my soul be confined, for to love one doth prove so unconstant in mind. He has wounded my heart with an amorous dart, but my dear will not he, though I tell him my smart. Once 'twas he did smile, which my heart did beguile, but then all young men I did scorn for a while. But my mind's altered now, and by Cupid I vow, I do wish him to kiss, if I could but tell how. What a madness it is to refuse proffered bliss, a grace to embrace when kind love bids us kiss. My desires are too late, and I curse my hard fate, who first did me forbid for to make him my mate. Sweet William was he who at first tempted me. His name I can't blame, though so cruel he be. But now I do fear my complaints he won't hear. Though I'm crying and dying each hour with the year. But if yet I could guess any hopes of redress, I would pray night and day for a better success. If my love I make known, and he should it disown, then with grief past relief I were ever undone. So sweet is his voice that it makes me rejoice, for to hear him my fear will not make me his choice. He's so proper and whole, and so handsome withal, that his sight does delight and my senses enthrall. When my Billy doth sing, he doth make the groves ring, invite to delight each sensible thing. Though my words are in vain, yet till death I'll remain in his own, though ne'er known to be wed by my swain. Thus with sighs she did end, but kind love was her friend. Now at last he made haste, and his bow he did bend. He pierced William's breast, that he could take no rest, and love did him move, which he quickly expressed. To the damsel he goes, who did languish in woes, and with arms full of charms he embraces his spouse. He bid her take heart, for God Cupid by art did enjoin me and confine me never from you to part. This made her heart glad, which before was so sad. They were married, and it tarried such desires they had. Let none then despair, though tormented they are, for be sure, love that's pure, love's pleasures shall share.